From McConnell Studios, I'm Greedy McConnell. Today, we review the crucial role education played in the development of the plot in the classic To Kill a Mockingbird, written by Harper Lee. Three groups of characters, three levels of education, and the role their education played in their actions. Today's guest will be my older brother, Conlon. Welcome, Conlon. Would you agree that education is one of, if not the most important aspect in terms of developing the plot in To Kill a Mockingbird?
Well, I want to start by thanking you for allowing me to come back onto this show. It's been a long time in the making, and I haven't been on this in quite some time. As you know, the main event in the story is really the Tom Robinson trial. One of the biggest things I thought was that education played one of the most prominent roles in developing the plot. Harper Lee begins introducing its value of it in the first few chapters, developing the motif as she continues. When she reveals that Atticus is a firm believer in education and that the Yules live the way they do because their father didn't have the education to get a job, it strengthens the motif and strengthens her argument.
Yeah, I really have to agree with that because Atticus really was the biggest believer in education. When Scout came home from school that one day when Miss Caroline got mad at the students, she said that she didn't want to go to school, but Atticus used explanation that, really just that education is too important to give up on. She was in a blessed situation where she actually had education, whereas, as he explained, the Yules just didn't have access to that, and the father just spent his money on welfare checks. Like, he really didn't know any better. And the kids didn't know any better because they couldn't go to school. So, things just kept on going downhill for them. But that really is the first group of characters. Just filled with prejudice and, like, I don't know what you think, but it's so strong not knowing that they're still humans.
Yeah, it's definitely a symbol Harper Lee uses to portray the uneducated masses to a public that doesn't know about that.
So, and with that, like, I agree with that, but I also love that she only had one small group, whereas the middle group of people, the people with a slight level of education, enough to get them to pass by life on their own, but not enough to really understand things, develops a mom mentality where they're not really sure which side to go on. Atticus's family, as you know, is a firm believer in education. He has a couple of friends who also do it, like Heck Tate, and they really just are, they're the only reasons why they support Tom is because they know that he's a human and he really didn't commit the rape. Like, it was all just a play on by the uneducated people. When Atticus was surrounded by the mob, it wasn't that they didn't like Atticus. They all did. They were a family in Macon. But the Yules just were so powerful that their blindness made them so believable. I don't know if you want to comment on that, but it's just so powerful, the thoughts of how one person, one small group really affected the majority of people.
Well, yeah, it seems like Atticus and his entire family are really just the voice of reason in society that brought them to the positive future in which in the time frame where the novel was written, because they believed at the time the novel was written that they were in a much better world than they had been 20 years prior. And this is because of people, according to Harper Lee, such as the Finch family that was educated strongly.
She really just did. She was a futuristic. She predicted how people would always act. You can see it even in today's society. The people that aren't educated, and I use this because I'm a high schooler and this comes up a lot, but it happens where a bunch of us will start fighting over politics, and halfway through the argument, I just start thinking, none of us really know what we're talking about. Most of us are either just watching like one news source and not educating ourselves. So we know the barest surface, which is the middle section where most of the citizens of Maycomb are. But the powerful groups, Atticus and the Finches, the most educated and the least educated, which I sometimes compare to sources like CNN, where it's not that they aren't knowledgeable, but it's just that they're one-sided, like they're a highly democratic news source. Now, that isn't always the case, but it's things like that where it's just a one-sided argument presented where people develop the mentality where they can just follow one source.
Yeah, Aristotle's unhealthy form of government for a democracy or people rule was a mob rule. This is mainly caused by undereducation or uneducation of people in the world today.
This is it on from McConnell Studios. Thank you for listening, and remember, keep reading.
Yeah, he is.